Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome. Welcome back. I've missed each of you and so grateful you came on with us this morning. What an amazing Father you are. What an amazing Father we serve. We serve the Almighty God. You know it. You know his name, Abba Father. Yes, he's the King of Kings. He's the one who we adore, the one true and living God, the one that we can't do without. You know, we try to cast him aside. We try to hide our sins from him. But no, we can't hide from the Almighty. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Almighty God. He's the King of Kings, and his eyes go all over. His eyes don't miss a thing. He already knows before we call on him what we're going to say. He's already answered us before the foundations of the earth. So just relax, let go, and let God. I welcome each of you, and I thank God for you coming on this morning. You, yeah, I'm talking to you. He woke you up this morning. He woke me up this morning. You know I turned the alarm clock on. You know, I said it last night. But look here, if God decided to call me before it went off or even after it went off, I was going with him. Hallelujah. That's a privilege to go with you. I know we don't want to close our eyes and leave this earth. We think that this is the place, you know, where the green grass is and the birds and the trees. But no, there's a better place. There's a better place that we're going to go one day. And that place, oh, my God, is so beautiful. We've never seen anything like it. And we think we've heard God's voice here. No, we're going to be worshiping him every day. We're going to be bowing down before him. We're going to be doing like the angels. Hallelujah to the Most High God. We're going to be giving him songs of praise, and we're going to be calling on his name like never before. We're not going to even get tired because we're going to lay down the flesh and pick up our glorified body before we leave here. So we say hallelujah. Thank God for Children's Day today. Oh, yeah, you know it's Children's Day. We honor the children today. They are sent by the Almighty. They are God's creation. Like we are. Thank God.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as Mr. Sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say,
hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for you this morning again. We are grateful that the Most High God knows our name, even our fingerprints. Isn't he awesome? And every fingerprint is different. Oh, my God. Isn't he amazing? Well, this morning, we have Minister Sir Isaac Senior with us from Jacksonville, Florida, One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Church, where Pastor Jewel Baker is the pastor. And he's going to pray for the children and their families this morning. Good morning, Sir Isaac.
Good morning, Sister G. Can you hear me well?
Good morning. Go right ahead. Yes.
Amen.
Mary.
Father God, we thank you this morning, O God. We give you honor and glory, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we're asking right now, Father God, as we come before you, God, as humble as possible, God, We're asking, Father God, that you begin now touching the children, Father God, covering them, Father God, and keeping them, God, just like you've been doing, God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, Father God, your word that is true, God, your word that we can stand on and depend on, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we're asking right now, God, that you touch the children and their parents, oh God. Touch the mothers and the fathers and the grandparents right now, the grandmothers and the grandfathers, Father God, the aunties and the uncles, God, who may be standing in for the parents, oh God. We ask that your will be done, Father God, in each and every one of our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, with so many things that are taking place, so many things that the Prince of this air, Father God, has spewed out, Father God, and is trying to lead our children to, Father God, to make our children even more opinionated, Father God, about their own selves and how the parents, Father God, should just respect those opinions, Father God, whether they're good or bad, Father God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that understanding, Father God, come to the parents, Father God, that you give the parents wisdom, Father God, and knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you give them a discernment, oh God, of these times, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of the Spirit, Father God, that is trying to, Father God, come into our homes, God, and trying to use our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you make us evident of it, God. You allow us to be able to see it, Father God. You allow us to be able, Father God, to recognize it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Just have your way right now, God. Those friends that mean our children no good, Father God, I'm praying, Father God, right now, Father God, that you give the parents discernment so that they may be able to see, Father God, those friends for who they are, Father God, and alarm their children, God. Or if their children are of age, Father God, give them understanding and let them know, like, this child, this young man, this young lady is not for you. Oh, Lord, have your way right now in the name of Jesus, God. Just have your way, God. Touch the children and parents, Father God. Touch their relationships, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know what your word says about mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, Father God, in these times, in these last times. So, God, I'm asking that you have mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And you touch our children. You keep our children, God, not just from the coronavirus, Father God, but you keep them, Father God, from homosexuality, God. You keep them from premarital sex, oh, God. You keep them, Father God, from the peer pressures that leads to drugs and alcohol, God. You keep them, oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, and put something on the inside of them, God. Let it stir up on the inside of them, Father God, that they thirst and hunger after righteousness, God, because your word says if they do that, if they thirst and hunger after righteousness, they shall be filled, oh, God. So I'm asking that you stir that up on the inside of them, God, so that they can stand for righteousness and stand for holiness, God, and not compromise, God, no matter what the friend says, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the media is telling them, God, no matter what TV shows are saying, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're just asking, God, no matter what social media is saying, no matter what pictures of the young ladies are up, God, Father God, we're asking, Father God, that you touch our young ladies as well, God. Give them a mindset, Father God, to be their own person, God, to be a young daughter for the kingdom, oh, God, a young daughter for the Most High, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, touch them now. Let them have a confidence about themselves, God, that reveals you, Father God, that it's a light, God, that shines, that people see you, oh, God, in the young women, Father God, in the young ladies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let them not see the Instagram models, oh, God, and want to be like them, God. Let them not see the different images on Facebook and on Instagram, God, and on the TV shows, Father God. Let them, Father God, see you, God. Let them see you, Father God, and let your light so ever shine on them, Father God, that all the world can see is you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let your young women, Father God, be an example to other young girls, oh God, to other young ladies, oh God. Cover your young men right now, God. Touch them, the young men. Touch them, God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. There's so many pressures, oh God. There's so many things, Father God, that the enemy uses against them, Father God. But, Lord, give them, Father God, a mindset, Father God, to wait until marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them a mindset, Father God, to wait until marriage, oh God. Give them a mindset, Father God, and to know that there's nothing wrong with being a gentleman. There's nothing weak or makes you a punk, God, just because you want to wait until marriage, just because you want to get your schoolwork done, or just because you would rather study than be on the phone and doing all kinds of things that are not like you, God. Cover these young men right now, God. Gird up their loins, God, the loins of their minds, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind concupiscence right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind all types of thoughts, God, that have nothing to do with you, and we cast them down in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the parents, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them an inclination, God, to see their children, God, to take time out and talk to their children and see about their day, Father God, to take time out to go through their phone, to go through their emails, God, to check out the teams and things that have been posted on the team's website, oh God. Cover these parents now, God. Open their eyes and remove the scales, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that they may make their children aware of every snare and trap that is set by the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch the youth leaders across the nation, oh God. Make them aware, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them work together with the parents, Father God, in the name of Jesus, praying against these things and casting down these things. In the name of Jesus, God, just have your way, Father God. Have your way right now, God. We thank you, God. We honor you, Father God, and we lift you up in Jesus' holy name, God. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm your co-host, Sir Isaac Singleton, from Jacksonville, Florida.
And I'm your host, Karitha Gantling, also known as Sister G, Jacksonville, Florida as well.
Amen, amen. At this time, we're going to have a scripture read by our very own Zacchaeus Baker, who attends One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Outreach Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. As Zach is coming.
Hello, Sir Isaac. Hey, Sister G.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Good morning.
Okay, so today I'll be reading Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He has given power to the faint, and to them that have not, that has no might, be he increase of strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Amen. My God, my God, my God. Even the youth get tired, is what this word is saying. But they that wait upon the Lord, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness, man. Next we'll be having a song. And those who are coming to sing, Faith and Kari, they are brother and sister. And, man, these two children, I have the joy of seeing them Sundays and Wednesdays and working with them during Youth Sunday. And, man, I really appreciate these the children in our ministry and our pastor as well, and how she allowed and what – and how God has moved on her heart to allow the children to be able to have this Sunday on third Sundays and be able to be used by God. And I thank God for that. So these next two children that are coming, Faith and Kari, they're coming to sing us a song, and I bless God for them. Faith and Kari.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How great is our God, is he our great, is our God, who's in our way. How great is our God, you're the name of our name. You are worthy of all praise, and our heart will sing how great.
How great is our God? What a lovely, lovely song. Oh, man, an amazing song, and a song that's so simple yet so powerful. How great is our God? The name above all names, worthy of all of our praise. He is worthy. He's been so, so good to each and every one of us, and it's amazing when children understand that, my God, the word tells us to train up a child in the way they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. And training up children, and so that they know that God is worthy of all praise, so that they know that there's no name above, he's the name above all names. He's greatly to be praised, and them knowing that, man, it carries them along a mighty, mighty long way. My God, my God. Today we have a very interesting young man, a very mighty man of God to bring the word. And I have the pleasure of introducing him. It's none other than Sir Isaac Singleton Jr. And he's here from Jacksonville, Florida. He is my son. And he attends our church as well. And him amongst other youth, Zacchaeus, Zachary, and Zakiah, they're all active youth in the ministry. And, man, it is a blessing to be able to not just be in ministry with my son, but for him to be able to know who God is. Amen. So I thank God for that. And he's a seventh grader here at Darnell Cookman in Jacksonville, Florida. And I present to you Sir Isaac Singleton.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope everybody's having a good morning today. Today, it's not really a word, just a nice little nugget of encouragement. And it's just to let y'all know that we just have to keep fighting, because a lot of people right now in this day and age, God's people who call themselves God's children, they've used the coronavirus and the pandemic and stuff as an excuse to get out of church, where we should be in church. And why they're out of church is because the devil, in this time, he's been inserting small sips of fear in their minds. So they're scared to go out due to everything that's happening. And then the devil is also, he's using the press, and he's giving them false information and making them scared. And what God just wants us to do, he wants us to trust in him. And those children of God, we really have to be anchored in him, because if we're not, we're going to be scared too. And then that's going to turn our fear, we're not going to be afraid of God anymore, because in our minds, we're going to be thinking that there's something greater than God that we should be afraid of, but we really shouldn't. And really, I just want us to all stay anchored in God and keep believing and praying.
Well, amen. I thank God for that encouraging words from Sir Isaac Jr. That was really powerful. I didn't talk to him about it, really. I just made sure that he knew what he had to do today. And I thank God for what God had given him and the understanding he has given him. And, man, and it's powerful to know that children just being able for them to understand those things, not just for their sake, but for the sake of their peers, so that they can be able to encourage classmates, other, even adults as well. They can be able to encourage anybody, because we know our God in heaven, He doesn't discriminate. He doesn't have no respect of person. So we thank God for that and that encouraging word. Oh man, Sir Isaac, God bless you, and we thank God for you. At this time, we are so grateful for our Pastor Baker, Pastor Jewel Baker, a very, very, very amazing woman of God, who we know is called of God. And man, I just appreciate her so much. I'm talking like this because she is my pastor here in Jacksonville, Florida. And man, she has an encouraging word, and I know it's coming directly from heaven. And I'm so grateful to introduce her, and not just to introduce her, but to have met her along my journey. God gave me, spoke to me a while ago as when I first gave my life to Christ. And He said, let people be in your life who are in your life, because they're going to be there for a season. And we go through different seasons in our life. And I'm happy that in this season of my life, I'm here and planted at One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Outreach Ministry. And the word of God is being preached. And it's coming, and there is no sugarcoating any of those things. And I thank God for her. So right now, I want to introduce to you all our very own Pastor Jewel Baker to give us an encouraging word.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We bless the name of the Lord. He is highly lifted up and highly to be praised. In our thinking, in our worship, and all that we do, we want God to get the glory. So we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I thank God for little Sir Isaac. Amen. He said it so good and said it so well. Amen. That the enemy wants God's people to operate in fear. Amen. We know that the Bible declares, amen, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So when we operate in fear, we're not operating in power, we're not operating in love, and we definitely don't have a sound mind. My God, my God. So today I want to encourage you with words, amen, that I spoke on Sunday. Amen. I just want to give you two scriptures today, amen, to encourage you on this journey. Amen. So I thank God the word came forth. Amen. Amen. That we trust in the Lord. We must. My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, it's not no wavering. We must stand on the adulterated word of God, not what man. The Bible declares that we should not put our confidence in man, but we to put our confidence in God. Amen. He's the only one can keep us. He's the only one can heal us. He's the only one can provide. And definitely he's that one that make a way out of no way. So we bless God. Amen. I want you to know today that we must have confidence in the Lord. Amen. And so I want to read the first scripture. It's coming from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. As I read it, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the child that trusts in the Lord. Amen. Those children, amen. When it's amen, it's talking about mankind. So we bless the name of the Lord. And then the second scripture I want to read to you, it's Hebrews chapter 35 and 36. It says, cast not therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. After you have done all you know how to do, it is important that we receive the promise. And so I came to encourage you, amen, with some promises that God has made to his children. He said God promised to provide everything we need for our journey. My God, my God. Wherever we go, whatever it is that we're doing, God has promised that he will provide every need for the journey. God also promised to protect you. My God, my God. We cannot rely on medicine. We can't rely on man, because when our time is up, it's up. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we trust and we know that God promises to protect his children. My God. There's no difficult that you face is too great for God to overcome. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. There is no difficult, no circumstance, no trial, no tribulation, amen, that you face is too great for God to overcome. God can always make a way for us. He will always make a way for us. We are his children. Amen. And so we know him to be a way maker. We know God to be a promise keeper. We know God, hallelujah, that it will provide all our needs according to his riches and glory. So we know that. But we must stand on and we must have that confidence in God. That he said, he shall perform it. Oh, my God. That he promised us, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Watch this. God works for our good. I'm going to say that again this morning, children of God. God works for our good. He's not working for our bad. He's not working to destroy us. He's not working to tear us down. God works for our good. My God. In other words, the word of God says, if God be for us, who could be against us? Oh, my God, I'm encouraged this morning by this great word of God. Amen. The next one is God will guide you along the way. So long as we stay with God, long as we keep our hands in the hands of the Almighty, the one that can keep us, he will guide you. He will guide us to, the word of God says he will guide us to green pastures. Come on, pastures. Amen. He will lead and guide us. The spirit of the true and living God will lead and guide us to all truth. My God, that's why it's necessary that we have his spirit on the inside of us. Amen. It's not you're not too young to receive God's spirit on the inside of you. You're not too old to receive God's spirit on the inside of you. My God, thank you, because it will lead and guide you to all truth. And very last thing I want to say to you this morning, God reward those who are confident in following his will. God reward those who are confident in following his will. In other words, man, I'm not wavering. Come on. I'm not stagnated. Come on, whatever come my way, I'm confident, amen, that God will reward me. Why? Because I am following his will. Oh, I bless God this morning. Sister G, I'm encouraged. I encourage you this morning to stay with the Lord. My God, I encourage you this morning, hallelujah, to put not your trust in man, but put it in God. I encourage you this morning that there's no problem, no situation, no virus, no corona, no Delta variant. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that is more powerful than my God. Hallelujah, our God, hallelujah. He can blink right now, and the coronavirus is over. He can blink right now. He can say, be done, my God, my God, and it is over. So why not trust in the true and living God, the one that's able to keep us? My God, Sister G said this morning, her alarm clock could go off. Amen. But that don't mean she had to get up. Oh, my Lord. The only person who is able to keep you is Christ Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all your ways, children, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
I appreciate that encouragement. And I thank God for the promises that God gave each of his children. What a great promises. I thank God that he does keep his promises. He don't renege like we do. We say, yeah, we're going to be there. We don't do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But God is faithful. So thank you, Pastor Baker. I thank God for each of you coming on. I thank God for Sir Isaac Senior, who co-hosts with me. I thank God for Zach Baker, who read Isaiah 40 28-31, and Faith and Kari. Oh, my God. That's my little angel. They are growing up. I tell you, I can remember when they would be singing in the children's choir, and they were so shy. They wouldn't hardly sing. But now, oh, my God, they are. How great is their God? They have taken on a deeper faith in God. And when they sang that song, it was awesome. I could feel it. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
And I thank God for Sir Isaac Jr. Oh, I didn't recognize the voice. I'm like, who is that? Oh, my God, these voices are changing. Zach, Sir Isaac Jr., voice changing and encouraging work. He said, trust in God. And I thank God for, you know, when you hear it from, you know, adults, you know, the word is awesome. But when you hear it from a child, oh, my God, you were like, Jesus, did that come from a child? Yeah. You know, the word of God is being instilled in the children in one Lord. And I thank God for Pastor Baker because God has given her a gift to oversee the children, adults too. But, man, you know, more so the children, and she sees the gifts and the talents, and she just pull them out of them. And she said, you can do it, and she's an encourager of the children. So I thank God for her. I really admire that gift that God put in her for the children, and he's one Lord daily. So I thank God for each of you. Well, I tell you what, this morning we have a young woman on with us from, she is from Atlanta, Georgia. I hear her on there. She's saying, amen, praise the Lord. We're going to call her Mother Ludell. She's the youngest one. You know, Lord saved the saints February 10th. She'll be 100 years old.
Oh.
Isn't that awesome? In 2022. Morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning, everyone. And I want to say first, I enjoyed the message. I'm a little hoarse, but I promise you what I was going to do, so I'm going to try to do is sing a song.
Yes.
Just one more time. That's what I'm going to sing, okay? Because I think this morning is a blessing to be on the air, you all, and me to be on. I hadn't been here for quite a while, but I'm so glad to be here this morning. Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lord, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number. One more time, just to say amen, just to say amen, just to say amen. Just to say amen. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the room. One more time, just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the room. One more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. That makes me so glad to be in the number. Oh, yeah, one more time, just to pray a prayer, just to pray a prayer, just to pray a prayer. Just to pray a prayer that makes me so glad to be in the number. One more time, just to see your face, just to see your face, just to see your face, just to see your face. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number. One more time, just to say hallelujah, just to say hallelujah, just to say hallelujah, just to say hallelujah. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number. Oh, yes, one more time. I'm sorry, I'm a little hope. Next time, hope to do better.
Amen. Amen, amen. I thank God for you. That was an awesome song, Mother Ludell, just to be in the number one more time. I thank God for you. Thank God for the giving you for 99 years. He is faithful. We thank
yes,
God for
ma'am.
You. Well, we have another young woman with us.
Fanny.
Amen.
Amen.
We have Mother is from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's 85. We thank God for her. The young women are on this morning. Good morning,
mm-hmm.
Mother Fanny. How you doing?
Good morning.
All right.
Doing pretty good. Thanks to good Lord.
Amen. What are you going to sing
yes.
this morning?
All about it, God.
All right.
You hold me in the hollow of your hand. All about it, God. Hold me in the hollow of your hand. All about it, God. Oh, that is God. Holy in the hollow of your hand.
Yes, yes.
I do your will.
Yes.
I do your will.
Oh, yes.
Holy in the hollow of your hand. Lord,
mm-hmm.
I do your will.
Yes, yes.
Hold it in the hollow of your hand.
Oh, yes, yes.
I do what you say. Lord,
yes.
I do what you say.
Yes.
You hold it in the hollow of your hand. Lord, I do what you say. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I do what you say.
Yes, Lord.
Hold it in the hollow of your hand.
Don't know.
I'll be all right.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, I'll be all right.
Yes.
Hold it in the hollow of your hand. Hey, Lord, I'll be all right.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'll be all right.
Yes, Lord.
Hold me in the hollow of your hand.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Amen. Hold me, Lord, in the hollow of all my hand is just to be in the number one more time. And we're going to move to Kentucky. Paducah, Kentucky. We have a mighty woman of God on with us from Paducah, Kentucky, Pastor Donna Hawkins. We are grateful for her. We thank God for her ministry. She's a mighty woman of God that has been on with us for quite some time, and we appreciate her. We thank God for her. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. I sure have enjoyed the service today. Oh, my goodness, the children and the message by Minister Baker, by Pastor Baker. Wonderful service on today. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Wonderful service. I'm going to sing Oh How I Love Jesus. There is a name I love. I love to sing. It's words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh,
how I love
Jesus. Oh. How I love Jesus because he first loved me.
Oh, yes, yes.
He tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. He tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfectly.
Yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We had a duet going on there, Mother. Ludell joined in with you, Pastor John. Thank God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I love that.
Amen. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's from Paducah, too. And she lives in Jacksonville with us. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing? He's on. Hi, Jackie. All right, she'll answer us when she gets a moment. Sometimes she's working with the senior citizens. Can't take a moment right then, but she'll be back. But we still have with us this morning a mother and daughter from Mississippi. We thank God for Sister Bridget and her daughter, Brianna. Bree. It may be Brianna Bree. Good morning, Sister Bridget. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing okay. Doing good.
Where are you from? In Mississippi? I forgot.
Yes, Macomb, Mississippi.
Macomb. Okay, okay, okay.
Yes,
what are y'all going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing real. My other two babies, Bree Maya and Bree Nyla. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said real.
Real, Jesus is real to me.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, real. Real.
Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people die. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real. Real. He's so real to me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory.
Yeah.
Many people died him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Yeah.
I would not fail him. The challenge is that why. Yeah, the Lord is coming. I want to be ready to die. Real.
Real.
Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory.
Yes.
So many people died. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
She'll know.
Man. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you, Sister Bridget. That's awesome. Thank God for you and your two daughters singing. It was powerful. Yes, Jesus is real.
Ma'am.
He's real to us.
Thank
God for each of you. Well, you know, I heard there was a storm brewing in the ocean, Hurricane Ida. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Lord God, for what you've done. You have kept storms, winds, and the rains from Florida and from many, many areas, Lord. And Lord, we know we are a people who sinned against you. America has sinned against you. We've murdered innocent babies. We killed children. We've murdered the homeless and people all over, Lord God. We have turned towards other gods, and we've done all kind of iniquities and abominations, but we ask for mercy, Lord God. Mercy, 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 mercy. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to have mercy on us. Have mercy on America and forgive. You said if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and begin to follow you, begin to obey you. Well, Lord, I'm going to ask you like your servant asked you a long time ago, Lord, if you just find one, if you find 20, if you find 100, if you find 15, oh, God, obedient people, will you say, turn the storm around, oh, God. Turn it around and send it back to the oceans. We speak to the wind and to the rain, and we say, peace, be still. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the authority to speak to the wind and the rain, and we say, peace, be still. We gouge out your eyes, Ida. You will not be able to see. You have to turn around and go back to the oceans where you came from. Go under the sea and be dissolved in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that it will not hit land. But, Lord, we say, Lord, in spite of what we pray, even when we pray, Lord God, your will be done. We surrender to your will. Your will be done, oh, God. Even in the coronavirus, your will be done, oh, God. We wish that, Lord God, we pray that you would stop the coronavirus and like Pastor Baker said, you can stop it in a second. Whatever your will is, oh, God, we ask that your will be done in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are seeking you if the storm comes that you would protect those who live in the Louisiana and Mississippi and the surrounding areas, oh, God, and let it come not nigh their dwelling, oh, God. Protect them. Protect, excuse me, the families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're about to do and what you're going to do, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving this morning because you are almighty. There's nothing that you cannot do. Nothing is impossible to you. We serve you, the almighty King of Kings, the one who made promises to us. You said, Lord God, if we would turn from our wicked ways and begin to follow you, you would not send none of these evil diseases upon us like you sent upon those Egyptians, those sinners, the sinners in the world. So, Father, we thank you that you have kept us thus far, and we are trusting you by faith. By faith, we are trusting in you, oh, God. And we say thank you and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's closing time. I'm going to ask Sir Isaac Singleton Senior, if he would say a closing prayer. We thank God for you. We love you, you and you. We ask that God have mercy upon all of us continually. He loves you. He loves you so much. Oh, my God, I cannot begin to tell you. His abundant love and grace and mercy upon each of you. He knows your name. He even knew your location. He knows your address. I mean your exact address. I ain't talking about your city and your state. I'm talking about he knows your house number and live on before the foundations of the earth. He knew it. He knows your life from the end to the beginning. He's almighty. So I thank God for each of you. We thank God for the love that he has for us. But guess what? Even though he loves us for our own benefit, he chastises those whom he loves. So we thank God when he chastises, it's for our good. To keep us from slipping off the path, to keep us with our eyes focused on him. You know, we get relaxed. You know, a storm hits, and then after we be praying. After a while, we get relaxed. We get too relaxed. We got start taking God for granted. So I guess he got to wake us up and shake us up and then we go back to praying again. No, we got to be continuous. Our eyes fixed on him. And, you know, I thank God that he ain't busy on the cell phone. No, he ain't too busy to answer us. He's not on the cell phone. He's not distracted like we are. He ain't on the internet. His ears are open to us continually. So we got to continually pray and thank the Lord. Well, have a God-filled day. God loves you. And I thought, too, we're going to call on Minister Sir Isaac Sr. to give a closing prayer. We thank God for all of you.
All right.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for...
I'm sorry.
The...
Yes? Jackie?
Yes. I'm sorry. I just like y'all to have a prayer for my Aunt Lou. We're having her 90th birthday today. I had pushed one, but I guess everybody got to talking, and I got to talking, and I didn't get a chance to say anything. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But just pray for our family that we all be safe and have a safe birthday party for her. Thank you.
Aunt Lou. What all right.
Name?
Sir Isaac.
Aunt Lou.
That is your
prayer. Uh-huh. 90 years
Aunt
old.
Aunt Lou. L-U.
And
90 years
L-U.
Old.
Lou. We're in Cincinnati.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you today, God. We thank you this morning for all that you've done, God. So your mercies, oh my God, they renew every morning, Father God, and we're so grateful for that, oh God. My Lord God, there's none like you, Lord, and we honor you and we lift you up, God. We magnify you, God. We put, Father God, our situations are nothing compared to you, God. Our whatever we may be going through right now, God, it's nothing compared to you, God. And the situation, oh, nothing compares to your greatness, God. You're so sovereign, Lord, and we thank you, Father God. We ask right now, God, that you touch Mama Lou, oh God. Cover her in the blood of Jesus. God, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father God, you're allowing her to see another year, God, and we're grateful for that, God. We're grateful, God, for the family celebrating her on this year, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So now we're asking that you just cover her. Father God, any aches or pains, Father God, we ask that you soothe them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you comfort her on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you continue, Father God, continue to make, Father God, who you are even more real in her life, God. We know that she knows you, Father God. We ask that you continue to visit her, God. We ask that you continue to speak to her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the wisdom that you bestowed upon her, Father God, and all that she's been through, Father God, that has her firmly, firmly rooted in you, oh God. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for Mama Lou and her family, God, all the way in Cincinnati, Ohio, God. Cover them now in the name of Jesus, God. Bless them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Have your way right now in their lives, Father God. And if there's anyone attached to Mama Lou that don't know who you are, God, I'm praying, Father God, for salvation for them, oh God, that they come to know who you are, Father God, through Mama Lou. And Father God, let them not just see Mama Lou, but God, let them see the light that is shining, Father God, on the hill, God. Father God, let them see you, oh God, in Mama Lou, God. And we thank you for her, God. We're asking, God, that you cover each and every person that is on this line today. Father God, touch them right now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Let your will be done in their lives, God. And we don't ask that, God, as a cliche, God, but we ask that, Father God, really wanting your will to be done in each and every one of our lives, God, because your will is perfect, God, because you are the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end, Father God. And because of that, God, we can put our faith, our hope, our trust in you, God, knowing, Father God, that you will see us through. Father God, knowing, Father God, that there is none like you nowhere, God, that there's none that can compare, Father God, to you, God, that there's none, Father God, knowing, Father God, that you, Father God, you are infinite, God. You, Father God, are unlimited, God, and we, Father God, as your children, God, we have a finite mind, God. We are limited, oh God, so we thank you, God, for being an unlimited source, Father God, not just for what we need, but God, but for all understanding and knowledge, God, and that there's none that can compare to you, and we lift you up this morning. We magnify you, Holy God. Cover Sister G, God. Continue to give her understanding, Father God, of what it is you have for the vision of this radio, Father God. In the name of Jesus, continue to send those individuals, God, who love you, God, that you have sent to her, God, to give her even more insight about the radio station, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we magnify you, God. We magnify you, God. We magnify you, God. We magnify you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Talk to you all soon.
Love you all, too, and Kelly.
Amen. Love you all. God bless you. Amen. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You all, same to you. And we'll be
Amen.
Talking, hopefully.
God bless you.
Oh, God.
All right.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack.